heart and oneness of mind to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you praise, to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for bringing us from a mighty long way. So, Father, these next few moments, Lord, as we just open up your word, will you make your word alive to our hearts, that we'll apply it to our lives, and we'll let somebody know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and their lives can be changed and transformed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Please be seated. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. We're so grateful to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. One more time. One more time. Hallelujah. Came in under my own power. Didn't have to be rolled in or carried in, but I came out of my own volition. See, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. And it's been hallelujah ever since. I'm like David. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Somebody told me the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. So we are grateful. I think it was Sister Sandy said, I'm just excited. Amen. I am too. Amen. I'm excited about what the Lord has done, what he's doing, and what he promised us he's going to do. Here we are in this Passion Week. Praise the Lord. Amen. 7 days before Easter Sunday. Praise the Lord. When we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ coming up out of that tomb.
Hallelujah.
And because he lived, we live also right now. Amen. How many know you living by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ on today? Every breath you breathe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody wonders sometimes, why is this time of year so special to Christians? Well, why do they get, we know that Christmas is so important when we recognize the birth of Jesus. Wow, wonderful. But why are these folks so happy when it comes to resurrection? When it comes to Palm Sunday, when it comes to Good Friday, why? Because we're here today because of what Jesus Christ have done. We've been redeemed. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Because of his atoning sacrifice on the cross, he has given us a right to eternal life. See, I know everybody here wasn't like me, but I was raggedy. I was jacked up. I was messed up like the old saying we'd heard a million times, from the toe up, right? Something like that? That's what I was. But thank you, Jesus. Amen. Nothing can change a man or a woman. No one can give you new life but the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not found in the bottle, in the bottom of an alcohol bottle. It's not found wrapped up in paper. Peace and joy, you can't find it in a needle. There's no cure for a broken heart. The surgeon can do a heart transplant, but it can't change the soul, can't change the mind, can't give you a new spirit. But this Jesus who we're celebrating, this King who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
The subject for today is the King is coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That just have a ring. That preaches all by itself right there. The King is coming. Thank you. Well, how do you prepare for the King coming? You know, when the President of the United States come to L.A., the traffic get all jacked up. They put out all the police and the CIA and folks is mad because it's rush hour traffic because the president's in town. Oh, but when the King is coming. Wow, you know he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Amen, amen. And you know, you used to sing something, oh, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Woo. I'm already in the number and I'm already marching. Praise God. I've made my calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he going to carry me all the way. Praise the Lord. So you know, again, now I can just really just testify for the next hour of how good God has been to me. But let's look at the word of God on today. The text is going to be from Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 through 11. But there was an announcement in Old Testament in the book of Zechariah.
Yes.
Wow. 9:9.
Yes.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. See, God is saying that to his people today. Rejoice greatly,
yes,
O sons and daughters of Zion. You know, how many know you got a right to praise the Lord?
Yes.
You know, not only do you have a right, it's a privilege.
Yes.
You know, I remember when I first got saved and messed around and they made me a deacon. Then I get called into the ministry and boy, I'm just trying to pump people up. Come on now, praise him. Come on, come on now. You know, and the Lord said, hey, wait, whoa, whoa. People don't get excited because of what you're saying. People who love the Lord, they're excited from the inside.
That's right.
Because they've been touched by the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
Wow. So when people of God hear the word of God, they're good to go.
Yeah.
When prayer's going forth, the people of God are good to go.
Yeah.
When the saints come together, oh, there's no strangers in the house. Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
Now, you might be invited to somebody's house you've never been to before, and you go in there, you see all the shoes around the front door. Okay. I got to take my shoes off. Might have a hole in my sock. Don't want to see that. But when the people of God come together, wherever that may be, there's no strangers.
That's right.
We have a common goal. We have a common purpose. We have Jesus common in our lives. And oh, what a blessing it is. I thank God that I don't have to look over my shoulder no more.
Hallelujah.
I thank God I don't have to walk with a limp in certain parts of town no more. Amen. I thank God I don't have to wait on the liquor store to open up. I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Zechariah 9:9 said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, listen here. This is part of where the message is coming from. The king is coming. See, the people of God was looking forward to the Messiah coming. He said, behold, your king is coming to you. He is just. Now, you know, we're in a time where we need justice.
That's right.
Where justice should be the order of the day.
Jesus.
Right? But we're not going to find that in man, but we find that in the Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation.
Yes.
Wow. Lowly, meaning humble, and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Why is this passage in Zechariah so important as we get ready to look at Matthew 21? Because this was prophecy. There's so many things that God prophesied concerning the Messiah that when he showed up, people did not have to be surprised. You know, this is why it's so important for us to study the Word of God, to know what the Word of God says, is what the Word of God says about who we are, who we were, who we shall be, who he is, what he's doing, the promises that we have in him. It's important for the people of God to know the word of God. Sometimes we tell people, stand on the word. They say, but I don't know it. Well, you can't stand on something you don't know. So David said, your word, dear God, I've hid in my heart. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. When you internalize something that God has said, he has given you a promise, hold on to that. Because I'm telling you, the time is coming, you're going to need it.
Amen.
You're going to need to be able to reach way down in your soul and hold on to the promises of God. Because we are living in times we've never seen before.
My God.
Our society is decaying by the day. War drums are beating all across this globe. But he is Lord.
Amen.
He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. I love that song. It says, and all will see. A-double-L, A-double hockey sticks, right? And all will see how great is our God. So, all right, let's just look at the word for a few moments. You know, again, this is Palm Sunday. Where did Palm Sunday come from? Why do we acknowledge this time, you know? Thank God for Jesus. It says, now when they drew near Jerusalem, Jesus, the disciples, and came to Bethage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples. You know, we're disciples of Christ. We are followers of Christ. And I want to be led by him. I don't want God following me because I don't know where I'm going. I need to follow him because he knows where he's going and he knows where he's taking me to. He sent two disciples. Get this. We're talking about Jesus Christ. He said to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied up and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone say anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. Now, this is pretty interesting because it's like, okay, who can I pick on? Brother David, you know, somebody said, you know, I sent Jones over to David's house. The Lord sent me to get that Mercedes. Now, and if he questions, just say, the Lord have need of it. And David going to give you the keys and say, it's all good because God has said so. So it won't be Jones, it'll be me. I'll be there tonight. But it tells you, see, God, everything that God does has purpose. We have to understand that. I'm talking about even those things that are not comfortable, God has purpose. Those things that we can't figure out. Why did this happen to me? How did God? God is all-knowing, he's sovereign, and he has a purpose and a plan in everything that happens. We need to know that God is never caught off guard. And all things work together for good for them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He sends them out. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. And listen, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, and this is the scripture we quoted in Zechariah, and here it is in Matthew 21, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. All right. My God. Lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt of the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went. How important is that? When God speaks to us, we need to go. When he say go, we need to go. And conversely, when he say don't go, we need to not don't go. We need to not go. Because sometimes when we go against the will of God, things don't work out too good. He said, so the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him, Jesus, on him, on the donkey, with the clothes on the donkey. You know, see, it was a lot happening during this time, if you don't mind, just briefly. The people were under Roman oppression. You know, when you're under the iron fist of someone else, you are captive by someone else. You're looking for relief. You're looking for the day when you'll be able to breathe again. And so the people of God, they were under Roman rule. Now, the whole known world was under Roman rule, the Greco-Roman Empire. And so the people of God, they yet had the word of God. They had the Old Testament. They knew what God had said. So they're looking for their Messiah to come. They're looking for this king that will come and bring the Romans down and set them up. That's what they were looking for. Give us relief, God. Put them down. We've had enough. See, they knew what God had done for the Israelites down in Egypt. They knew that. They knew how God brought them out with a mighty outstretched hand and brought them over the Red Sea on dry ground. And they yet crying out hundreds of years later, God, send relief. Have you ever been in a part in your life where you said, God, send relief? God, I'm tired. I need you to show up, dear God. So, but Jesus had purpose. Now get this. Verse 8, a very great multitude, a lot of people, spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. They were excited because the king was coming. You're talking about the one coming who has raised Lazarus from the dead. You're talking about the one who gave blind Bartimaeus his sight back, who unstopped deaf ears, who raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, who went around doing good all the time he's coming into town. See, somebody have already grabbed hold to him. And others, the word had got out about this Jesus, about this must be that prophet, this must be that Messiah, this must be the King of Israel. A very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. This is where Palm Sunday comes from. Then the multitudes, this means a whole lot of people. The multitudes who went before and those who followed. Some was ahead of him, some was behind, and they were crying out something. Wow. They were crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David. They recognized Jesus as the Messiah. They understood that he's able to save, because Hosanna means save now. Save, Lord. How many know somebody today that need to be saved? They may not know it. They may not understand it. But if you're in Christ yourself and you know that he is Lord, you know somebody who needs Jesus in their lives. Because just as sure as we're living, we're going to have to die one day. Where are we going to spend eternity? So the people cried, they were crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David. Can you picture the scene? You know, they were looking for you know, a king to come on a big old white horse with pomp and circumstance. And when kings came like that, most time it meant war. But Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he came low. It's so much in scripture talking about the donkey, but for the sake of time, he came in riding on a little old, on a young one. On a little coat, harmless, and coming, he's coming in peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He came to put peace down in our hearts. You know, I don't know about you, but I need peace in my life. It, sometimes it's so much noise, you feel like, where is my peace? Is there any peace to be had? He's the Prince of Peace. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes, what? In the name of the Lord. Hosanna, save now. In the highest. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Verse 10. And when he had came into Jerusalem. Wow. When he had came into. Remember, the king is coming. They were looking for the king to come. What, you know, see, the king is positions is more than just a title. It's something go along with titles. It should be. It should be just, okay, we're going to make you the CEO. What's that? I don't care. Just make me a CEO. No, it's something required of the CEO. Oh, I just want to be a daddy. I just want to have some kids. Well, it's more to it than you just having a kid. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some money. It's going to take some patience. It's going to take some help from the Lord. So when he had come into Jerusalem, the city was moved. It's a lot going on here. The road, you know, it's a traffic jam of donkeys and stuff and people walking and stuff all. What is, and so the word again, now, what is going on? What is going on? And so when he had come into Jerusalem, the city was moved, saying, who is this? People said, who is this? What is going on? Praise the Lord. Verse 11 say, so the multitude said, a lot. It wasn't just one person saying, this is what's going on. A whole lot of folks said, this is what's going on. This is Jesus. Y'all help me just say that. This is Jesus. Come on now. This is Jesus. Amen. J-E-S-U-S. The multitude, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Wow. The king has showed up in town. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you imagine the jubilation? Just think if somebody said, hey, Jesus coming to 3P's next week. Say, come on, y'all, we know better than that, you know. But somebody would be saying, really? And the word might get out. Say, what is Pastor teaching over there? You know Jesus ain't going to come walking up in 3P's. But when we walk in here, he's walking in because he's in my heart. Amen. He's in my spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so there was a lot going on. I went over to Luke's gospel, Pastor Jones, and picture the scene. People are saying, Hosanna, save now. Thou son of David, the Messiah, the one who we've been looking for. In Luke's gospel, But some of the Pharisees, see, they wasn't fair, you see. These was the religious order. I mean, this is real interesting because Jesus is going into a stronghold of religiosity. He's going into a stronghold to Jerusalem where the religious hierarchy won't have been planning and plotting to kill him. See? And he's going to a place where Rome is in control of everything. Jesus is going into Jerusalem, and yes, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance, but Jesus is on a mission. He knew that a few days later he would be nailed to a cross. He knew a few days later he would be spit upon, put a crown of thorns on his head, to be scourged, to be beat beyond reckoning. He knew this. So Jesus wasn't coming like, hey, 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 all is good, but he was fulfilling scripture. I am the king, I am the Messiah. And somebody needed to know that. But listen to this. And some of the, this is Luke 19, 39 and 40. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd. And they said, teacher, rebuke your disciples. Tell them to shut up. You know, you're raining on our parade. We're the ones who's supposed to be seen and recognized and celebrated around here. Rebuke your disciples. What did Jesus say? But Jesus answered and said to them, I tell you, oh my God, somebody gonna get this. Now, mind you, the people are saying, Hosanna, save, Messiah, King. They're giving him glory and honor. And here's the devil, I mean, here's the religious leaders saying, tell them to be quiet. But Jesus answered and said to them, I tell you, that if these should hold their peace, if these will keep silent, woo, the very rocks would begin to cry out, Hosanna. Can you picture that scene? You're talking about power in the name of Jesus. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what is you're confronted with, you can stand firm and give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Because he's worthy. It's not in our printed text, but we read from verse 1 through 11 of Matthew 21. Listen, it keeps going. Actually, let me read 14, 15, and 16. So mind you, you see I've already said you've seen the scene. It's electric. It's way more than the Warriors winning the NBA championship. And San Francisco is full of people and stuff everywhere. Wait, that means that is pales in compared to nothing. Folks hoping that the Lakers gonna do it one day. I don't know about that. But who knows, right? But it won't be nothing like this. Nothing can compare with the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 21 and 14 says, then the blind, listen to this, y'all. Look, I'm gonna get through this real quick, but y'all stick with me for a minute. You gotta see what's going on here. Jesus has made it, and the king has come to town. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple. Now Jesus had come up in the temple where all of the monkey monks was of the day, those who despised him. And they came, the lame, the blind came into the temple, and what happened? Jesus healed them. Jesus, can you imagine? And folks are still in their hearts and minds saying, we're going to kill you. He healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, those very ones who was against him, they saw, it's irrefutable, they saw what he did. And the children, listen to this, the children were crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. I mean, the city is fired up for this king that has come into town. The babies in the temple is praising God. The babies are saying, save now. And so they were in, listen to this. Now, have anything that the scripture said, was it bad? Let's see, let me get this straight. He gave sight to the blind that day. He caused the lame to walk. The children is praising God. And it says, they were indignant and said to him, Do you hear what these are saying? They're telling that to Jesus. Do you hear what the folks are saying? I'm sure he said, yeah, I know. And they have a right to. Well, and so Jesus said to them, yes, and here again, a working knowledge of Scripture. Jesus, he didn't blast them out. He didn't say, you ain't oughta. He didn't do nothing like that. He said, yes. In short, yes, I've heard him. He said, have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. You're the religious leaders. You're leading God's people, and you haven't read over in Psalms 8? My God. Thank you, Lord. So listen to Psalm 118. Here's another prophecy, and you're going to hear some verses in here that we have that we all have some kind of in our spirit, in our mind, because we've heard it so many times, but it's the word of God. Listen to Psalm 118:22. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It's talking about Jesus. Listen to this one. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Have anybody heard that before? Listen to the next verse. This is the day, y'all help me out, that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And listen, it's in Psalm 118, way before Jesus came on the scene physically, it says, save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Oh, there's a blessing in serving the Lord. If you want to be blessed, you grab hold to the horns of the altar. You grab hold to Jesus. You put a death grip on him. Because I'm telling you, this world is full of trials and trouble and sickness and pain and death. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You can walk with your head up high. He said, I've called you to be the head and not the tail. I have blessings untold for you. Praise the Lord. So how many times do we see in Scripture where the king showed up? Oh yeah, we hear it Passion Week, and we've hit on the story. We know Easter's coming up, and Jesus came into Jerusalem. But let's go back to Matthew chapter 2 for a moment. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of little King Herod, small K, you ask me. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? I'm talking about Mary's little baby. I'm talking about the one who was born and laid in a manger because there was no room at the inn. We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. King Herod got indignant. He got upset. He had a plan. He said, find every male child that's born 2 years old and younger. I'm going to have them killed because I'm the only king in town. But he didn't know the king had showed up in the form of baby Jesus. Praise the Lord. And he's the same one who learned obedience by the things he suffered. And then we find, okay, we move forward. We look at Jesus' death and burial and resurrection, and the church is born over in Acts, but in Acts chapter 1, he tells and admonishes the people, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you'll be witnesses. But also in verse 11, he said, so as Jesus had been shown and so many people saw him for over 40 days, now it's time for the king to go back home. Wow. And so Jesus did a disappearing act on them. It says in verse 11, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? Because Jesus was like that space shuttle. No, that was too slow. Faster than that, he's taken back up into heaven. The angel said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. I want to know, is there anybody in here today that believe that? Is there anybody in here today that's looking forward to that? How many of you all know today that because of Jesus, that when you die, you step out of this and you step into heaven. You step into glory. You step into the place where there'll be no more crying. There'll be no more dying. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more pain. Every day is going to be Sunday, and the Sabbath will have no end, and we'll just walk around heaven all day. Around the throne of God saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And if that's not enough, you're talking about the king. He's going to show up again now. He's got another plan, see. Oh, we're living in that dispensation now. Praise the Lord. Where the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us and covering us. Oh, thank you, God. But there coming a time where time will be no more. When the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. He says over in Revelation 22 and 12, and behold, I am coming quickly. Who's coming quickly? The king is coming quickly. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to what his work shall be. The question is today, are you ready for the king? Are you ready for the king to show up in your life, in your heart, in your mind? Do you want to be somewhere working for the king when he comes back again? Thank you, Lord. Yes, we as saints of God, we're looking for the rapture. Woo! The trumpet gonna sound. Yeah. The voice of the archangel. Dead in Christ gonna rise first. And we're looking forward to that. But you know what? If death overtake me now, it just came for me. It just came for me. And eternal life don't start when you die. Eternal life starts when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Can I just ask one question before we close out? Has anybody's life been changed since you came to know Jesus? Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. So that's why we're so excited today. That's why we're so excited for this season, because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fears are gone. Because I know, oh, I know, who holds my future. And I know that he holds my hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. There may be someone today, some of the things of God may sound foreign to you. There may be someone, whether you're on Zoom, Facebook Live or YouTube. And sometimes the things of God just sounds foreign to you. How do I change? How do I flip the script in my mind? How do I get to a point to where I'm rejoicing like I'm seeing others in there talking about this Jesus? You know, in my life, I don't know which way to go. I have decisions to make. Life is hard. I've been dealt some hard blows, stuff I can't figure out. But remember, no man's an island and no man stands alone. We all need the Lord Jesus. Just as sure as we live it, as I said earlier, we're going to have to die. And we get two choices. Heaven or hell. Heaven in the presence of the Almighty God who created us. And he created us for a purpose. You know, see, sometimes folks think that it costs something to serve the Lord. It don't cost nothing. It pays. It pays big dividends to serve the Lord, to rest in him, to trust him. You know, we have seen so many folks, I guess the older I get, a lot of my peers are no longer here. You know, I remember my dad had got to 90 years old and he felt so alone because every friend he had in Oak Mug, Oklahoma had died. No doubt he was wondering when is his time going to be. I'm not saying that in a morbid sense, but we do need to think about tomorrow. We do need to think about our future. I'll just be honest with you. It's no way in the world that I would be asking someone to receive Jesus if I knew he wasn't real. If I haven't experienced the saving power of Jesus Christ. if I haven't seen him heal, set free and deliver. I would not be standing up here telling someone that this Jesus can change your life. He can resurrect your dreams and your hope and your vision. He can give you peace that surpasses all. I would not stand here and tell anyone to accept this Jesus just because I'm saying it. I would prompt anyone to look into the Word of God, to get around and surround yourself with people of God. Hear what they have to say. See what the Word of God has to say. Look at this world situation and come to an intelligent conclusion in your own mind. There's more. There's more than what I've been looking at, what I've been seeking, what I've been doing. It's more. So, Father, amen. Come on, Sister Amanda, bless us, and we're going to thank you, Lord.
God sent his son.
What was his name?
They called him Jesus.
Can we just worship the Lord for a moment?
He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon and empty grave is there to my Savior lives. Sing together, because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because he lives.
Somebody need to grab hold of that today.
All fear.
You got to know something.
Because I know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he holds the future.
Yes, he holds the future.
And life is worth the living just.
Oh, yes.
Because he lives.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Oh, my fear, fear is gone. Oh, because I know.
Give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for allowing us to come together one more time. And because you live, we can face tomorrow. Thank you, God, for bringing us from death's door. Thank you for bringing us out of a world of sin and shame. Thank you, God, for supplying every one of our needs. Thank you, God, for being that great physician who's able to heal every man of sickness and disease. Thank you, dear God, for being our company keeper. Thank you for being the one who lifts up our hung down heads. Thank you, God, you're the one who gave us relationships. You gave us our spouses, and you gave us our children, and you gave us our parents, God, and you gave us our friends and the saints of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your anointing, God. Oh, God. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, God, for covering our hearts when they're broken. Thank you, Lord, for you are the God of all comfort. God, sometimes we're saying everything is all right when it's not. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God, you look on the heart. You see the brokenness. You see the pain. You feel the hurt. You empathize with us. And so, Father, I pray now by the power of the Holy Spirit that every person under the sound of my voice right now will hear the voice of Jesus saying, come unto me, all you who are labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you shall find rest for your soul. God, won't you touch someone today? Let this day be the first day of the rest of their life. Give someone this day to look into the perfect law of liberty, God. To look in the Word of God and to see themselves in light of who you are. Give them an Isaiah 6 experience. They'll see your glory, God, and ask you to clean us up, Father. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. In our midst, we pray for Sister Patricia, Lord. Time of bereavement for her precious brother, God. As they prepare in these next few days for the homegoing service of her brother, comfort her, God. In the name of Jesus. That service, let it be a time where somebody will see your glory. And you'll turn the tears into joy in the name of Jesus. In our midst, Father God, we pray for Mama Sonia today. Thank you for allowing her to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And God, the recurring conditions that she have, God, won't you cause it to cease and desist from this day forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for giving Sister Carolina strength. Thank you for her feeling better today. Thank you, Jesus. God, won't you continue to bless her? And God, she have prayer requests before you, dear God. And she know that you're going to bring it to pass. Wrap her in her, your loving arms and let her know, God, that you've got this and everything is all right even now. So, Father, we thank you again for this time of fellowship. Thank you for our visitors today. Thank you for Sister Barbara's sister being here, Lord. What a beautiful sister in the Lord, God. Thank you. And so, Father, I pray that you would pour out a blessing upon her. Not tangibly, God, but on the inside. Oh, God, do something special in her heart today. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. As we go into the homeless shelter today, go before us, dear God. Let the people know that this food, these things, is coming from you and not from man. Those who need jobs, those who need homes, Lord, bless those people in the homeless shelter today. Send a word to them, oh God. And so, Father, we just thank you today. We praise you, Lord. Bless us as we leave this place, but not your presence, Father God. Bless the tithe and offering box on the wall and all those who continue to give to the house of the Lord, the purpose of the house of the Lord, the needs that's in the house of the Lord, God. I pray that you would bless them 36 and 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing this little fellowship to be visible in the community, Lord. And we know that you are doing something great in this place, Lord. And we're standing in line. We're saying, even so, come, Lord Jesus, have your way. Anoint us, appoint us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you. And all the saints of God together, let us say amen. Amen. Whoa. It is Communion Sunday. Y'all done got me all excited. Don't go nowhere. It's Communion Sunday. Woo, hallelujah. The King is coming. Amen. He has come. He's here now. Come on, workers, come on up. Let's thank you. Thank you for letting me know, Sister Carolina. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.